on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. This is Phil McDonald from Point of Woods Golf and Country Club in Benton Harbor. Coverage of the 117th Western Amateur, and we have a new Western AM champion crowned just a few moments ago. He is Garrett Rink, 31-year-old from Ontario. We'll talk more about that in just a little bit. Our coverage of the 117th Western AM WSJM Sports is brought to you by Autobahn Imports in St. Joe, obsessed with European auto repair. By Allred Funeral Home in Berrien Springs and Bowerman Funeral Home in Eau Claire, professional service, personal concern. And by the United Way of Southwest Michigan, fighting for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Again, Garrett Rank is a winner over Daniel Wetterich, 3-2. Was the final count for the championship match here today at the Western Amateur. Garrett, as I mentioned, is a 31-year-old from Elmira, Ontario, Canada. Let me give you a little background coming into the Western Am. Garrett went to the University of Waterloo. He graduated, won the 2018 Ontario Amateur, 2018 Ontario Mid-Amateur. He placed third at the 2018 Canadian Amateur. He tied for third at the 2018 Canadian Mid-Amateur, tied for fifth at the 2019 Porter Cup, tied for 11th at the 2019 Dogwood Invitational, played in the 2018 U.S. Open on the PGA Tour. It's his fifth time playing at the Western AM, first time he ever made it to the Sweet 16, and obviously first time winning the championship, and it happens here at the 117th Western AM at the Point of Woods Golf and Country Club. Garrett is, we've been talking about this over the last several weeks, a month or so. Garrett's the professional hockey referee in the National Hockey League, and also a cancer survivor as well. It's a great story with Garrett, and he weathered through all the competition this week. We started with 156 golfers in the field to start out with, whittled that down to 52 after the first cut, and then down to the Sweet 16, and then we went to the Elite 8, the Final Four, and then the championship match, and Garrett Rank is the winner again, 3-2 over Daniel Wetterich. As we start to recap our couple of days here at the Western AM, I did have a chance to catch up with our competitors after this morning's round. And we'll start with our champion, Garrett Rink. Garrett started the day with a win over David Laskin, 2-1. And this is what Garrett had to say after that semifinal win. Garrett, congratulations. Nice round this morning.
Thanks.
Yeah, David wasn't going to let you run away with this, was he?
No, I mean, he chipped in on 14 there, or 15 there, which kind of put a little jolt in his system. And that's never easy at this level to close out a match. And just try to stay solid and hit some good shots coming in.
Coming into this week, as you get here to the Point of Woods, did you think you'd be playing for the championship?
I mean, if you don't, you probably shouldn't show up, but this is obviously really good golf and a really special moment, and really humbled and excited to play this afternoon.
I guess finally, what were some of the keys for you here this morning?
I made a couple really nice mid-range putts on the front nine on number 5 and number 8. I didn't get off to a great start, but settled in there and then played really, really good and was really happy with how I played on the back nine.
All right, congratulations.
So thank you.
So that is after the semifinal matchup earlier this morning, our champion Garrett Rank, and hopefully we'll get a chance to hear from Garrett again after the championship ceremony. But his opponent in the championship match was Daniel Wetterich, a 22-year-old from Cincinnati, Ohio. Let me give you a little background on Daniel, 22 years old, again from Cincinnati. He is a 2019 graduate of Ohio State. He won the 2019 Kepler Intercollegiate, second in the 2018 Musketeers Classic, placed fourth at the 2019 Dogwood Invitational, tied for eighth in the 2019 Linger Longer Invitational, 2019 NCAA Division I All Midwest Region, also a 2019 All Big Ten First Team nominee, and it's his second time playing in the Western Am, and he makes it to the championship match, and he comes up just short, falling to Garrett Rank by the final count of 3-2. We had a chance to talk with Daniel after that semifinal win earlier today. Daniel, congratulations on the semifinal match. What were some of the keys you thought here today?
Honestly, I just stuck to my game plan today. I just tried to hit as many fairways as I can and then hopefully get some putt drop, and I did do that. And I had two absolutely phenomenal shots today that really helped me out. So
I'm going to guess one of them was on number eight.
Number eight, yeah. I had like a 60-footer with about 20 feet of break, and I just like curled it in right on the backside. It was awesome.
What were you thinking as it was rolling toward the hole? You're thinking, holy cow, this might go in.
I just wanted it to go, like get it in like a 3-foot circle. And as soon as somebody said go in, and like they were screaming at it to go in, and I was like, wow, this might actually go in. And then it fell, and I was this crazy.
Yeah. Do you think that was the turning point in the match?
That was big because mm-hmm. he had a 6-footer right up the hill for birdie and he missed it. So we could have easily have that hole, or I could have easily lost. So that, I feel like that hole was really big. And then, but yeah, he came back with a really good, we had a really good match.
You did.
So, yeah. I mean, it was phenomenal. I don't know what we both shot, but we both were probably well under par.
Had you ever played with or against Ricky before?
I have not, no. Okay. But he has a phenomenal game, and he's going to go a very long way.
So if I were to ask you, and you got here at Pointer Woods last weekend, that you'd be playing, what were your chances of playing for the championship? What would you have said back on Sunday or Monday?
I wouldn't have actually thought that far, honestly. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to take it one day at a time, so that's what I'm doing.
Playing for the championship, what does it mean to you in a tournament of this magnitude?
Oh, it means a ton. I feel like playing in a tournament with this strong of a field, in my opinion, the strongest field in amateur golf, that's saying something, and that gives me like another boost of confidence that I can use. So,
hey, congratulations on the semifinal win. Good luck.
Yep, thank you.
Catching up with Daniel Wetterich right after his semifinal win earlier today over Ricky Castillo, 4-2. But eventually, Daniel falling to Garrett Rank in the championship match here at the Western Am at Point of Woods. The final score in that championship match was 3-2. We will take a break. When we come back, we'll have a chance to visit with one of our sponsors. Made it our coverage of the Western Am All Possible Autobahn Imports in St. Joe. Brendan Heenan from Autobahn Imports is going to be joining us next from the Point of Woods. It's our coverage of the Western Am on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Autobahn Imports, obsessed with European auto repair.
Brendan Heenan, ASC certified master mechanic and owner of Autobahn Imports in St. Joseph.
Diagnostics is more than pulling the fault code and replacing the part. The diagnosis is often the most difficult and important part of the process. We have the latest upgraded European factory diagnostic equipment with coding and programming on site.
Autobahn Imports, obsessed with European auto repair.
There's a big, beautiful country out there called North America, and we can help you and your family explore it in your own RV. Hi, this is Scott Krennic inviting you to see all that you can see in a Krennic RV. From a big motorhome to a compact fold-on plus travel trailers, fifth wheels, trailers, whatever you want in an RV, we have it at Exit 39 in Coloma. More than 20 acres of inventory, all shapes and sizes for every budget. At Krennic RV, we say family fun starts here. Come out, see what we mean, and drive home with your own bright, shiny new RV. Rentals and service, too, at Exit 39 and at KrennicRV.com.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real-life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Who do I perform for? I perform for all the awesome composers whose music deserves to be heard.
I perform for all the stagehands who make sure I never miss a cue.
I perform for our high school choir director who taught me to breathe from the diaphragm and sing from the heart.
Speech, debate, theater, music, The performing arts teach valuable life lessons that typically aren't taught in the classroom. They help high school students learn leadership skills that prepare them to enjoy more satisfying, productive lives.
I perform for Mrs. Evans, my high school debate coach, who has helped me become more confident than I ever dreamed possible.
This message presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the high school in your community.
Hey, I've got a question for you. Who will you perform for?
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back at the 117th Western Am at the Point of Woods Golf and Country Club. Our coverage of the Western Am is brought to you by Autobahn Imports in St. Joe, obsessed with European auto repair. The United Way of Southwest Michigan, fighting for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. And by Allred Funeral Home in Berrien Springs and Bowerman Funeral Home in Eau Claire. Professional service, personal concern. But I mentioned one of our sponsors is Autobahn Imports, and Brendan Heenan is from Autobahn Imports. First of all, thank you very much for your support of our broadcast. We've heard from a lot of folks that said that one gentleman said he was listening to one of the broadcasts online on his way from Chicago, and people online and on WSJM Sports and 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Couldn't do it without your support, so thank you.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Phil. Thank you. I'm happy I get the opportunity.
Yeah, well, and again, thank you for that. It's good to see you here as well. Autobahn Imports, we'll talk about that in just a second, but you've had a chance to watch a little bit of the play. What'd you think?
Yeah, it was great. A beautiful course, and couldn't ask for a better day to be out there, so I was really impressed.
Do you play golf?
Not very much, but I have been known to play golf once in a while.
Doesn't it amaze you what you see these guys can do? I don't play golf. I've played once in my life, so I don't have any experience to talk about. But doesn't it amaze you what they can do out here?
It's a challenging sport, and, yeah, it's amazing what they can do. They make it look so easy.
They do. It's amazing. So Autobahn Imports, you guys are, to say the least, obsessed with European auto repair.
We are. We love European cars, and you know, we do our best to keep everybody's cars, you know, up to par and on the road.
I remember having a chance to do a remote broadcast from your shop shortly after you opened. And I remember you saying, this is a labor of love. You've always loved it, and now it's your business.
Yeah, that's true. And it's, you know, it's always has its own challenges, and you know, these cars are maybe a little bit different than your average domestic car, but yeah, we put our heart and soul into it. We love taking care of them, and we do the best we can.
And you, if folks buy their European automobiles out of town, what's nice, we've got you right here at home in Southwest Michigan. You don't have to drive to the dealership no matter where they bought it. You just go right to you.
Yeah, it's very convenient, I think, for a lot of people who don't want to spend an hour driving to the dealership and have to deal with that. So we can take care of pretty much all of your general service needs and repair needs right here in St. Joe.
So little needs, major needs, and everything in between, right?
We do pretty much a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So.
Now, what got you into wanting to work on cars?
Well, frankly, I started working on bicycles a long time ago.
Did you?
And I really enjoyed the mechanical aspect of that, and I was always good at, you know, mechanical things. Cars kind of just seemed like a natural progression, and I always loved German cars, so
really?
That's kind of what steered me towards the German car world.
And you're easy to find.
Mm-hmm. Very, very conveniently located.
Right there on Niles.
Yep, next A's Hardware across from Eagle Point Harbor. So good landmarks to find us.
And what I hear, I think one of the biggest things that I hear from folks when they take advantage of your services is you and your staff, you love what you do. It's almost like a hobby, which means you guys are taking care of your customers' cars like they're your own.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, we try and give everybody the best service that we possibly can, and yeah, we treat your car like we would treat our own cars. So that's a good way to put it.
What sets you guys apart, do you think?
Well, besides the fact that we're probably one of the few places that does work on the European cars, I've spent a lot of time, trying to keep us well equipped so that we can keep up with the technology on these cars. That's a challenging part of just working on cars in general. So I do a lot to try and keep us at the forefront of the technology that's out there.
Now, you guys are always busy. I see cars out in front all the time, and that's a good thing, because if you're busy, people love what you do.
Yep. We stay very busy. So there's a lot of cars that need our help.
Well, Brendan, we appreciate you stopping by. We appreciate your support of our coverage of the Western AM. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, I know Brendan and I know the Heenan family, they're good people. So if you want to trust your car to good people, you trust it to Brendan and the staff at Autobahn Imports.
Thank you, Phil.
All right. Good to see you. Thanks so
Thank
much
you.
For stopping by.
And my pleasure.
Hi to Dad right in front of us. Take care.
All right, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Brendan Heenan from Autobahn Imports joining us here from the Western AM and 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Before we hit our next break, we are joined by Daniel Wetterich. And, Daniel, we appreciate you stopping by. Congratulations on the week. I know it didn't end the way you wanted it to, but, man, what a week you had. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I had a chance to talk when we played it back just a short time ago, my conversation with you after the semifinal match. Maybe take us back a little bit to that semifinal match with Ricky again and some of the keys that you thought in that first match.
Absolutely. So...
Because I remember asking you probably that putt on number eight.
The putt on number eight was incredible. It was...
There were people standing around watching you, and a couple people said, "That's just not fair."
But yeah, I had that was something special right there. First of all, I didn't hit a good wedge shot to get it where I was, but when I hit the putt, I just tried to get it within a 3-foot circle, and as soon as it started making a turn on that hill, somebody said go in, and I was like, "Oh wow, could it go in?" And then I saw it kept rolling, and it just dropped.
Yeah.
And I just went nuts.
I don't blame you. I would have, too.
That's probably the reason why I lost 0-9. No, he made a really good birdie.
That was a nice save on that one. But now the championship match with Garrett, I think I had asked you before, had you ever played with him or against him before?
I have not. My brother has.
Okay.
But I haven't. But he's a really good player. He hits a nice little cut out there, and he keeps it in play really well. Great putter, I tell you what.
That was the thing that stood out to me. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes and does not give you a chance to try to pull away a little bit, does he?
No, he doesn't. He's very consistent in what he does, and yeah.
Was there a particular part of this championship match that you thought was a key, a turning point?
Yes. Holes 12 and 13. I had an opportunity. I had less than 10 feet in both of my putts. I had an opportunity to win the hole, and I just overread them. I hit good putts, and I just overread them and missed them.
But you mentioned too, it's been an awful lot of golf. You play a round on Tuesday, a round on Wednesday, two on Thursday, two yesterday, two today. I mean, that's an awful lot of golf. You got to love what you're doing.
It's a lot, yeah. I love it. But I'll tell you what, I'm probably going to take maybe a day or two break after this and then get ready for the AM. So I know what I need to work on as well, so I'm really excited about that. I'm going to work towards it.
Does playing in a tournament like this at the Western AM really help prepare you for the US AM just because of the field?
Yes. Yes, I would definitely agree with that. I honestly, Garrett put it perfectly. This is the Masters of the amateur schedule, and like I would consider, like this is considered a major tournament in the amateur schedule. So is the USAM, and so the fields are very comparable, I would say for sure.
Daniel Wetterich is joining us here on WSJM Sports, coming up short in the championship match. But making it to the championship at the Western AM, your thoughts on the accomplishment? I mean, I know you haven't had a chance to think about it, but when you step back and think championship match at the Western AM, that's got to be something that you can brag about.
Yeah, I'm really proud of myself about doing that because last year when I played the Western AM, I missed the cut at Sunset Ridge. And this year, I was just consistent every single day, and I just gradually got better, I felt. And that's something that I can really look up to. And finishing tied for second or runner-up in stroke play and then finishing runner-up to Garrett, I'd say that says a lot about my game, I feel. And I'm understanding that. And I was disappointed at first for not pulling it out, but looking back on it, I did a lot of good things this week, and I'm going to build on that.
Oh, most definitely did. So you say take a little break. How hard is it for you to put the clubs away for a day or two? Are you going to be kind of itching? You know, all right, maybe just...
I'll be itching, yeah. Oh, without a doubt. The one day break will be really nice, yeah. And then the second day I'll probably be like, okay, I kind of want to go and play.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame you. So after the USAM, what would be next for you?
So I'm going to do Q School for Korn Ferry.
Okay.
And I have to go through pre-qualifying at first, so I'm going to do that out in Nebraska.
Okay.
Actually, I think it's University of Nebraska's home golf course.
Oh, all right.
Which would be pretty cool. And then I'm going to stay amateur throughout all of that, and I'm going to decide... I'm definitely going to turn professional, but I'm going to decide after Q School as to turn professional.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time. I mean, you've been really gracious with your time, and you've been a lot of fun to watch play. And I had sent something to Ricky earlier, and I'll say it to you too. I think you've earned some fans this week, most definitely. And you'll have some people following you for the next several years. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Daniel Wetterich, the runner-up here at the Western AM, joining us here on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. And now a pleasure for us to talk with our champion. And he is Garrett Rank. And so if I say congratulations, champ, how's that sound?
It sounds pretty cool. Super thrilled and humbled and honored to be the champion of the Western AM.
And when I was talking with Daniel, and you can attest to, boy, there's an awful lot of golf you've played this week.
Yeah, it's been a long week. 36 holes the last 3 days of pretty high-level competition, high-level play. And, I mean, I don't think he could have asked for a better week weather-wise. It was perfect. Kind of a little bit sticky and hot out there today, mm-hmm. but... yeah, I'm super thrilled with how things played out and really happy.
I know I asked you what it meant to make the Sweet 16 here, what it meant to make the semifinals here, and now, put it in perspective, what's it mean to win the Western Amateur Championship?
Your name's on the trophy with a lot of, I should say every of one of the best players to ever play the game of golf. Yeah, it's amazing. I don't think it's truly sunk in yet, but
give it time.
I'll look back on this week, and it'll be one of the most memorable weeks of my life for sure.
What do you think were some of the keys to this championship match against Daniel?
I think rolling the putt in on number 8 on top of his birdie, and then hit a great shot in on number 9 to give me, wouldn't say a cushion, but to give me a pretty good feeling going into the back 9. And I've played those first 5-6 holes in the back 9 really well all week. Made one bad swing on 12, but was able to get away with a half on the hole. But aside from that, yeah, just a lot of really steady play and a lot of really high quality shots.
What's next for you now?
I'm supposed to play the Canadian Amateur, which is in Halifax. It starts on Monday, so 2 days from now. But I think it's a long way to go, and I might have a phone call to make. But it's always an honor to play your national championship, so we'll see.
Yeah. And now, when's hockey season start for you?
September 9th, we go to training camp for 7 days and go over the rules and get conditioned for the course, do some physical and mental training. And, then preseason starts. And before I know it, the clubs will be away for another 6 months, and we'll start again fresh next spring.
I jokingly asked you yesterday, how's it feel to actually have people applaud you as opposed to wearing the stripes and getting the opposite reaction?
Yeah, it's cool to play golf in front of people, to be honest. You know, usually on a Saturday or Sunday morning when you're out there with your buddies, or you know, it's just them making fun of you for every shot you hit. So yeah, when you hit a good shot, it's nice to get the applause and kind of keeps you motivated and pushes you forward a little bit.
Well, Garrett, we'll let you go and celebrate and relax a little bit, but really appreciate your time. Congratulations. What an accomplishment.
Thank you. I'm so thrilled. Thank
you so much. Been a joy getting to know you, and it's been a thrill watching you play, and happy for you. And if you do play next week, good luck. And if Thanks. Not, we'll see you on TV with the Stripes.
All right. Sounds good.
Garrett Rank is our champion here at the 117th Western Am. We'll take a break. More coming up on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Do you know an amazing volunteer? Someone who goes above and beyond to give their time. Nominations are now open for United Way of Southwest Michigan's annual Volunteer Recognition Awards. The winners will be able to donate money to a local nonprofit of their choice and be honored at a special dinner. Visit UWSM.org to enter your nominee for the Margaret B. Upton Lifetime Achievement Award, Sustaining Community Volunteer Award, and the Emerging Volunteer Award. The deadline to enter is August 16th at UWSM.org.
Coming together as a community after a loved one's death can aid in the healing process for family and friends. Allred Funeral Home in Berrien Springs and Bowerman Funeral Home in Eau Claire are full-service family-run businesses where you always deal with the same people from planning through the conclusion of the service. With almost 50 years of local experience, Jim and Karen Allred know the community. They work with families to ensure loved one services represent their lives to honor their memory. Allred Funeral Home and Bowerman Funeral Home, where you'll find professional service with personal concern.
If your nonprofit group or organization or church has an upcoming fundraiser, activity, or event, be sure we know about it so we can tell everybody. Get information to us at least 2 weeks in advance. Mail to Public Service, care of Midwest Family Broadcasting, 580 East Napier, Benton Harbor, 49022. You can fax info to 269-925-1011, visit theradiostations.com/PSA, or drop info off at our stations on Napier. Midwest Family Broadcasting, keeping you connected with Michigan's Great Southwest.
Who's up for some golf?
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports wants to send you up north for some championship golf at Shanty Creek Resort in Bel Air. Smack dab between Traverse City, Petoskey, and Gaylord, and just minutes away from Torch Lake. Now through August, visit WSJMSports.com and click on the contest tab to sign up for free rounds of 18 holes with a card for two at one of their breathtaking courses. One lucky winner will win a golf weekend getaway at Shanty Creek, including a two-night stay at the beautiful Lakeview Hotel and Conference Center, and 18 holes with a cart for two. No purchase necessary. See complete rules at WSJMSports.com. Up for some golf? Get to WSJMSports.com and click the contest tab to register now from Shanty Creek Resort at shantycreek.com and 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and WSJMSports.com, Southwest Michigan's sports station.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back at Point of Woods Golf and Country Club in Benton Harbor. The 117th Western Am is in the books, and Garrett Rank is your 117th Western Amateur Champion, a 3-2 winner over Daniel Wetterich a little while ago. And our coverage of the Western Am, as we've been mentioning throughout the week, and a big thank you to them. Our coverage brought to you by Allred Funeral Home in Berrien Springs and Bowerman Funeral Home in Eau Claire. Professional service, personal concern. By Autobahn Imports in St. Joe, obsessed with European auto repair. And by the United Way of Southwest Michigan, fighting for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we started out with 156 golfers, if I'm not mistaken, and they played, each one of them played one round on Tuesday, one round on Wednesday, and after Wednesday's play, they made the first cut to the top 48 scores plus ties. It wound up being 52 scores, and so everybody played two rounds of golf on Thursday to make the cut to the Sweet 16. And then the Sweet 16 played, everybody played a match Friday morning, and the Elite 8 played yesterday afternoon. We went down to the semi finals this morning with just four golfers left, and then two on the course this afternoon, those two being Daniel Wetterich and Garrett Rank, and Garrett was the winner over Daniel, 3-2. During the championship match, I had a chance to run into a gentleman, and his name is Michael Hensley, and an interesting story about Mr. Hensley is he caddied here at the Western Am at Point of Woods back in 1963. And he was telling me he was actually a caddy at Berrien Hills Country Club. And for the 1963 Western AM, they needed some extra caddies. And so Michael was one of those from Berrien Hills that came over to Point of Woods and caddied during that Western AM championship in 1963. And a little bit later on tonight, we'll post a photo gallery of the last couple of days here at the Western AM, including a picture of Michael Hensley. He's holding a cap that he had as a caddy from 1963 and also the 1963 program. He was telling me a story about some of the matches he saw with Bob Tway and Bobby Clampett and also David Sutherland. And I think it was David Sutherland or one somebody else that he was telling me during that 1963 Western AM that on number 13, he shot a 7. And then on number 14, he either parred or birdied it. And then 15, he made a 3. And he said it was one of the more remarkable turnarounds in a match than he can remember. But it's just the vivid memory of when he was caddying back in 1963. Just some of the many stories that we heard from Michael Hensley and a lot of other folks that were out here this week that were regular attendees, if not volunteers or host families or whatever, during some of those matches when the Western AM was here on a consistent basis at Point of Woods Golf and Country Club. So it was really nice to meet Michael Hensley and share some of the stories that he had from 1963. We will take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Matt Flaherty, the golf pro here at Point of Woods. Matt has been a great friend of the radio station ever since the announcement was made that the Western Amateur was coming here, and it was indeed a pleasure catching up with Matt each week over the last several weeks coming into the studio and previewing the Western AM, and you could just see it on his face and hear it in his voice as each week went by. He was getting more and more excited about the Western AM finally teeing off here at Point of Woods, and he and everybody here were able to show this place off, and they did that this past week. So we'll take a break. We'll come back and hear from Matt Flaherty as we continue with our coverage of the Western AM at Point of Woods Golf and Country Club on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Autobahn Imports, obsessed with European auto repair.
Brendan Heenan, ASC certified master mechanic and owner of Autobahn Imports in St. Joseph.
Diagnostics is more than pulling the fault code and replacing the part. The diagnosis is often the most difficult and important part of the process. We have the latest upgraded European factory diagnostic equipment with coding and programming on site.
Autobahn Imports, obsessed with European auto repair.
We all want the absolute best for our kids. We want them to be happy and successful. In the traditional high school setting, my daughter was neither. She was having trouble with her grades, behavior, and attendance. I had to do something to help, so I called the Berrien Springs Discovery Academy. Now she's thriving with the freedom and support to work at her own pace and the individualized attention to keep her on track to graduate. The Berrien Springs Discovery Academy is part of the Berrien Springs Public Schools, inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community.
It seemed like a great idea. High school just wasn't working out, so I decided to leave and start working. It was hard to even get hired, and once I did, I was just kind of stuck. People were getting promotions and moving upward, but there wasn't any room for me to grow without a diploma. And that's when I reached out to the Berrien Springs Discovery Academy. I finished school, and now there are tons of opportunities opening up for me. There are no fees and no tuition, and even students up to age 22 can be accepted under some circumstances. Visit discoveryacademyonline.com.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real-life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Phil McDonald back on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports at Point of Woods Golf and Country Club in Benton Harbor. It's the 117th Western Am, and the Western Amateur coverage on WSJM Sports all week has been made possible through Audubon Imports in St. Joe. Obsessed with European auto repair by Allred Funeral Home in Berrien Springs and Powerman Funeral Home in Eau Claire. Professional service, personal concern, and by the United Way of Southwest Michigan, fighting for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Our 2019 Western Am champion is Garrett Rank. Garrett was a 3-2 winner over Daniel Wetterich just a short time ago. Garrett in his semifinal match was a 2-1 winner over David Laskin, and Daniel was a 4-2 winner over Ricky Castillo. And in the end this afternoon, it was Garrett Rank 3-2 over Daniel Wetterich. Over the last several weeks, we've had a chance to get ready for this 117th Western Am with an individual who's become a very close friend of the radio station, good friend of mine as well. Never met Matt Flaherty until the first time he came into the radio station to start previewing the Western Am and getting to know Matt over the last several weeks. The members here at Point of Woods are blessed to have Matt as their golf pro out here. He loves Point of Woods Golf and Country Club. He obviously loves the sport of golf, and he loves promoting the sport of golf through the youth as well. And this was his first Western Am here at Point of Woods. When it was here before, Matt was not here at Point of Woods. And so we wanted to catch up with Matt one more time to kind of wrap things up from his perspective of the 117th Western Am here at Point of Woods Golf and Country Club. As we wrap up our coverage of the 117th Western AM, I would kick myself if we didn't get one more chance to talk with the golf pro out here at Point of Woods Golf and Country Club, Matt Flaherty. And Matt, the last several weeks, couple of months, have just been an absolute joy getting to talk about Point of Woods and the Western AM with you. And you asked me before we got going here, if you had a chance to do it again, would you? In the experience with you and everybody here, the answer would be absolutely.
We appreciate that. And Phil, I feel privileged to have the chance to get to know you as well as we have, and what you guys have done to help promote this event and really make it what it is. Again, from our standpoint, this is a community event and a community affair, and to have the different likes of people in here, yourselves, the food trucks, and the community coming out to support it has just been nothing shy of spectacular.
So your first Western Am here at Point of Woods, you got a chance to go see it last year when it was played. Now that it's gone through the entire week, is it what you expected it to be?
Far exceeded any expectation. It was better than I thought it could have been. The support, the kids, I thought these kids would be good. They weren't good. They were great. And I'm not just talking about a talent level. Our game is in a great spot, knowing that these are the up-and-coming PGA Tour superstars. There is a wonderful bond that they have with each other, even though they carry different school bags. They support each other. They genuinely say good shot, and they mean it. The gentleman factor in our game is in a wonderful spot moving forward.
It's been fun hearing some of the members that have been following some of these matches throughout the week. Some of these guys off the tee, the members will say, he made it here in one, I could make it here in three.
I have no issue saying my best is a good 70 yards behind them, and I don't think I'm that much of a slouch. However, there's been a reality check. I'll stick to the club pro tournaments.
So the scores coming in, first of all, the first cut that was made, your gut feeling, was it about where it was? Did the scores maybe exceed expectations?
I'll be honest, I was expecting to be a couple shots lower. I think the whole locations the Western Golf Association chose, the movement of the tee boxes made this place play. It had a little bit of teeth without being over the top. Last year's scores, I think you had to be close to 7-under to make the cut and here we were even par. So I think Point of Woods held its own. Our reputation is still there that, you know, if you golf the ball well, you can still go low here. But the masses, you know, even par got you in. That was probably 3 strokes higher than I would have thought.
I remember us talking a few weeks ago that so many times the medalist does not play for the championship. And this week was another case like that.
You know, it's tough to do. It's tough to play 4 straight rounds of golf well, and then when you shift gears into match play, it's a different beast. And I think we have 2 guys right now in the match play finals that are grinders. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've had a wonderful opportunity to get to know Garrett a little bit. And, you know, his attitude's pretty good. He's like, yeah, I'll make a double. I don't care. I'll go make birdie on the next hole and we're back to even. And that mentality in match play is very tough to beat.
And he's having a blast out here. You told us the feel-good story about Garrett. He's a cancer survivor. He's a National Hockey League referee, and now he's playing for the championship here at the Western Am at Point of Woods. You want to talk about a feel-good story? That's a feel-good story.
You just gave me chills. I mean, I had the pleasure of sitting with him at the Sweet 16 dinner and really having about an hour of conversation about golf, about hockey, and about life. And I unfortunately haven't had a great chance to know his opponent yet, but every chat I had with him was very, very kind. But Garrett's a good guy. I hope to keep in touch with him in the future, and we'll see what happens here this afternoon.
And there are some things under your control, some things aren't, like the weather. And we couldn't have asked for a better week for this Western Am.
A-plus, spectacular. Thank you, Mother Nature. Yeah. You made our spring and our June miserable, and you made it up to us, so we greatly appreciate that. And obviously the conditions of the golf course because of it have been nothing shy of spectacular.
I know a tournament like this is a major undertaking, and you and your staff and Mr. Paff and his the membership and Adam and the grounds crew, you probably have some stories behind the scenes to tell, but from the outside looking in, it has been a flawless week on the Point of Woods part.
We greatly appreciate that. We did as much as we could to lead up to it, and I think we'll put our head on our pillow tonight knowing we did a bang-up job.
It's been a great week. It's been a great several weeks talking about the tournament. I look forward to the next time it's here.
You and me both. Can't wait, and hopefully we'll be able to talk about that sometime soon.
Let's hope so. Matt, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Phil, great getting to know you over the last couple months. Really appreciate it.
You as well. Matt Flaherty is the golf pro here at Point of Woods Golf and Country Club, and I echo what Matt said. It's been great getting to know him over the last couple of months, getting ready for this, and he and his staff, and I mentioned Bruce Paff and the membership, and Adam, the grounds superintendent here, and his staff, man, what a week they did hosting this 117th Western Am. We will take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from the two gentlemen that did not quite make it to the championship match earlier today. They are David Laskin and Ricky Castillo, two guys that played phenomenal golf throughout the week, but coming up just short of making it to the championship. We'll hear from them as we continue from Point of Woods Golf and Country Club on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
The second annual Superhero Mud Run is coming up on Saturday, August 17th at Hartford Speedway. Bring your capes and costumes and enjoy getting muddy for a cause. Proceeds for the event help support you too. A great organization that provides gift baskets for children in hospitals who desperately need love and support. The Mud Run kicks off around 9 a.m. on Saturday, August 17th. Get registered early by going to helpu2.org. Keeping you connected to Michigan's great Southwest, this message is courtesy of Midwest Family Broadcasting.
Coming together as a community after a loved one's death can aid in the healing process for family and friends. All Red Funeral Home in Berrien Springs and Bowerman Funeral Home in Eau Claire are full-service family-run businesses where you always deal with the same people from planning through the conclusion of the service. With almost 50 years of local experience, Jim and Karen Allred know the community. They work with families to ensure loved one services represent their lives to honor their memory. Allred Funeral Home and Bowerman Funeral Home, where you'll find professional service with personal concern.
3, 2, 1. The Consumers Energy 400, Sunday, August 11th at Michigan International Speedway, NASCAR's most entertaining track. There's tons to do with the whole family, like camping, live music, fireworks, and more. Tickets as low as $39. Admission for kids under 12 is half price with a free pit and driver introduction pass courtesy of Henry Ford Health System. Michigan International Speedway. You don't get it until you get here. Visit mispeedway.com for tickets.
If your nonprofit group or organization or church has an upcoming fundraiser, activity, or event, be sure we know about it so we can tell everybody. Get information to us at least 2 weeks in advance. Mail to Public Service, care of Midwest Family Broadcasting, 580 East Napier, Benton Harbor, 49022. You can fax info to 269-925-1011, visit theradiostations.com/PSA, or drop info off at our stations on Napier. Midwest Family Broadcasting, keeping you connected with Michigan's great Southwest.
Who's up for some golf?
1061 and 1400 WSJM Sports wants to send you up north for some championship golf at Shanty Creek Resort in Bel Air. Smack dab between Traverse City, Petoskey, and Gaylord, and just minutes away from Torch Lake. Now through August, visit WSJMSports.com and click on the contest tab to sign up for free rounds of 18 holes with a card for two at one of their breathtaking courses. One lucky winner will win a golf weekend getaway at Shanty Creek, including a two-night stay at the beautiful Lakeview Hotel and Conference Center, and 18 holes with a cart for two. No purchase necessary. See complete rules at WSJMSports.com. Up for some golf? Get to WSJMSports.com and click the contest tab to register now from Shanty Creek Resort at ShantyCreek.com and 1061 and 1400 WSJM Sports and WSJMSports.com, Southwest Michigan's sports station.
1061 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
From Point of Woods Golf and Country Club, Phil McDonald on WSJM Sports. Our coverage has been brought to you all week by the United Way of Southwest Michigan, fighting for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. By Audubon Imports in St. Joe, obsessed with European auto repair. And by Allred Funeral Home in Berrien Springs and Bowerman Funeral Home in Eau Claire, professional service, personal concern. Garrett Rank is your 2019 Western Amateur Champion as he defeats Daniel Wetterich 3-2. Garrett Rank, the 31-year-old National Hockey League referee from Elmira, Ontario, Canada, defeats the 22-year-old from Cincinnati, Daniel Wetterich. Earlier today, had a chance to talk to the two young men who did not quite make it to the championship match. Garrett Rank made it to the championship with a 2-1 win over David Laskin, and I caught up with David after that semifinal matchup earlier today. David, I know it wasn't the result you wanted, but, man, you gave Garrett a run down the stretch here, didn't you?
Yeah, I just told myself, I mean, on 14 when he hit that great pitch shot from left rough to, like, a foot, I was like, well, I mean, either have to get up and down or make a good charge at the end, and gave my best, chipped in on 15, good two-putt on 16. It's just hard when you're four down through with four to play. It's a lot to come back from, but gave it my best.
I know you hate not being in the championship match, man. You got to be happy making it to the semifinal.
Yeah, it feels pretty good to make it here, but I mean, I'm a little disappointed, but not making it all the way. That was the goal coming in, and but yeah, I mean, I feel good about my game heading into college next season. So yeah, it's only going to go up from here, I hope.
What's next for you now?
Head back to school. I leave on the 15th back to Arizona. So, yeah, this is the last hurrah of the summer, I guess.
It went fast.
Yeah, it did.
Congratulations. Good luck in school.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
David Laskin dropping his semifinal match earlier today to the eventual champion Garrett Rank, and also in one of those semifinal matches earlier this morning, Ricky Castillo had fallen to Daniel Wetterich. The final there was 4-2, and this is what Ricky had to say about that semifinal matchup earlier today.
Ricky, I know it wasn't the outcome you wanted, but, man, nice job all week and today, too.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I didn't play my best today. I mean, definitely could have driven the ball better and could have put the ball better. But in the end, I mean, it was a really great week. I mean, at the beginning of the week, you told me I made it to the semis. I think I'd be pretty happy with it. But, I mean, obviously you're not going to be happy with losing. But, I mean, it happens. It's match play. And he played really well out there, made a lot of good shots. And it's going to be a really good match this afternoon to watch.
That's what I was going to ask you coming in, and you knew the field was going to be here at the Point of Woods. Did you think making the semis was going to be a realistic expectation for you?
I honestly had no expectations. So, I mean, I was just coming out here and playing golf. I didn't know the golf course or anything. So, I mean, I knew. But when I first came out here, when I started playing, I was like, I felt like I could play the course well because it fits my game. So, I mean, I thought I could do pretty well here if I just stuck to my game plan. But, I mean, it was an overall really good week.
Was there a turning point in this match, do you think? Is there one part of the course or one hole you can point to?
I mean, on hole 8, he made a really good, probably 75-footer for birdie. I mean, a lot of people saw it's a really good putt. And, you know, I had 10 feet for birdie straight up the hill and missed it. But, I mean, made a good birdie back on 9 and made a good birdie on 10, and then lost hole on 12, and on 13 he was in a fried egg and made a really, I have no idea how he did it, but he holed out for ego, and I was just on the front edge of the green thinking, you know, I had a good chance at winning this hole or at worst tying and, you know, you hold out. But, you know, that's what match play is. It happens. Sometimes you get the player who just, you know, hits a lot of good shots. But, I mean, it's really good out here.
So what's next for you?
I have the U.S. Amateur starting in probably about a week. Yeah.
Well, good luck. And I know you made some fans. And I know we're anxious to follow you in college, too. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you so much.
Ricky Castillo, after his semifinal match with Daniel Wetterich earlier this morning. Ricky from Yorba Linda, California. But again, our Western AM champion is Garrett Rank, a 3-2 winner over Daniel Wetterich. We will take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up from Point of Woods Golf and Country Club. The 117th Western AM on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Dig out your polos for United Way of Southwest Michigan's next event, Pop-Up Giving Number 4. The theme is Pop the Collar with a very special host, radio personality Pat Moody of WSJM and Moody on the Market fame. Buy your tickets now at uwsm.org. The event is August 8th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Lake House Restaurant and Bar in St. Joseph. Pop-Up Giving is your chance to pick the nonprofit with the winning pitch to get the donation pot. If you show up with a popped collar, you receive an extra vote.
Hey, honey, is this your course schedule for the fall?
Yep.
Ah, let me see here. English, good. Chemistry, trigonometry, excellent. World history, oh, I love world history. Baseball? Wait, baseball? Baseball isn't a course, honey.
Well, sure it is, Mom. High school sports are about so much more than winning and losing. They teach lessons that can't be taught in a classroom, like accountability and self-discipline, the value of teamwork. I may not be earning a grade, but I'm learning how to compete later in life. Isn't that what getting a good education is all about?
Yes, of course it is. I was just testing you.
What can teenagers here in Michigan learn from participating in high school sports? Plenty, as it turns out. That's why they're called education-based athletics.
High school sports. There's so much more than just a game.
This message presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
This is the Rich Eisen Show. The Rich Eisen Show.
I don't know how they do it, but it is a problem for an Oklahoma City Thunder fan, for that organization going about their business. Paul George chose them after they chose him. And a year later, he's just like, yeah, Kawhi called. How do you prevent that? How do you defend against that if you are an NBA franchise? But how do you defend against that if you're the NBA? What do you do? Make it tampering for a player to tell another player, break your contract? Try and get out of your contract?
But how are you even going to confirm that that actually took place?
Because it clearly did. But does Paul George just out of the blue say, I want to go to the Los Angeles Clippers?
I'm not saying that's not what happened, but how do you prove it?
That's why I'm saying it's tough to defend against.
Yeah.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Who let the dogs out?
Now weeknights at 6 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
Garrett Rank is your Western Amateur champion here at Point of Woods, a 3-2 winner over Daniel Wetterich. Throughout the week, we've been talking so much about the play, the caliber of play, the caliber of course we have here at Point of Woods, and the championship caliber of player that has been here all week long. It is about golf with the Western Golf Association in Point of Woods, but it's more than just golf. The Western Golf Association and a very close partnership with Point of Woods Golf and Country Club is all about the Evans Scholars Foundation. And several, what the Evans Scholars Foundation is providing full-ride college scholarships to golf caddies. And a lot of Evans Scholars have come from Point of Woods Golf and Country Club, and the scholarships awarded by the Western Golf Association. One of those here at Point of Woods is Cooper Strayback, who is a Lakeshore High School graduate. And now he is able to go on to college because of the full ride scholarship from the Western Golf Association in Point of Woods. And here's my conversation with Cooper earlier this week. And one of the caddies out here is Cooper Strebeck, and he's an Evans Scholar here from the Point of Woods. Thanks for stopping by.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
Anytime.
Yeah. So you've been caddying for how long?
This is my fifth summer here.
Okay.
Yeah. So
all right.
For a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you got the Evans Scholar as well from the Western Golf Association through the Point of Woods. And describe just what it means to you to get a scholarship and an honor like that.
Well, for me, just on a a financial level, I wouldn't be able to go to a Big Ten school. Like, I'm attending Michigan State for mechanical engineering, nice. And I wouldn't be able to financially do that if not for the Evans Scholarship. I actually started working here with when I found out about the Evans Scholarship and what it is. That was my whole mission when I started working here, and it ended up working out with the help of a lot of people, the members, the staff, everybody in the pro shop, so other caddies. So it's really not an honor just for me, but for all the people around me as well.
Oh, so, right. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And like, you know, the Evans Scholarship gives you the opportunity to pursue a dream now. Mechanical engineering in a Big Ten school, that's a pretty big dream.
Right.
That's nice. So you've been caddying out here at the Point of Woods all along?
Yeah. Yeah, since the summer before my freshman year in high
school,
I think. Yeah.
All right. Then, did you play much golf before you started caddying?
Actually, that's when I started. I picked up golf. I had played baseball up to that point. It's the summer after my freshman year of high school, but I had just started playing golf at the same time.
Oh, really?
I just started playing golf, started caddying, and it's worked out. I played golf in high school. I was never very good. I was number two or three on our team, just for fun for mm-hmm. me. Anyways,
folks that, you know, just that don't understand the duties of a caddy, there's an awful lot to go. I mean, there's a big responsibility of being a caddy, isn't there?
I guess so. You know, it's just carry the bag, but there's a lot more than just carrying the bag.
Exactly.
But it might not seem like that. It's honestly a fun job for me. I get to be outside around golf. Golf's mm-hmm. fun. So
yeah, and they probably go to you for advice.
Now and then, read a couple putts here and there, but these guys this week are so good. They don't need my help.
Do you find yourself amazed watching these guys? I mean, you're walking the fairways and the greens with these guys, and just, are you amazed with what they can do?
Yeah, they can hit some great shots. It's crazy. I mean, between how far they can hit the ball and how accurate they can hit the ball, it's pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, I'll bet, yeah. So, again, your thoughts on the Evans Scholarship. When you first were awarded it, what did you think? Do you remember?
I was just so excited. For me and just everybody around me, my parents were probably just as excited, excited as you can believe. But, yeah, I was just really excited to be, first of all, honored with that. I mean, it's a long tradition of excellence of people who have got right. that scholarship. So for me to get it, I felt pretty honored, along with what it now allows me to do going forward in my life. So mm-hmm. it's been pretty great.
So where'd you go to high school?
Lakeshore High School.
Okay.
Stevensville.
All right. And you played golf there?
I did. Yep. Played golf there. Ran cross country, yeah.
No, so. Of the two, golf a little more of your favorite than cross country.
It's a little easier.
Although running cross country probably got you ready to walk 36 holes today, right?
I guess so. Yeah.
Well, yeah, Cooper, we appreciate you stopping by. You're going into what year at the MSU?
I'll be a sophomore.
A sophomore.
Yep.
All right. And it's kind of, when do you leave?
School starts the 28th, so I'm going up a little bit before that and starting classes. Hopefully, they'll let me come back again.
Let's hope so. Caddy a couple more rounds and then head out to school. Cooper, we really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, our pleasure. And congratulations on the scholarship.
Hey, thanks again. Thanks.
All right.
Again.
Take care.
Yep, you too.
All right. Thanks so much. Cooper Strebeck from Lakeshore High School, now going to Michigan State, courtesy of an Evans Scholarship from the Western Golf Association, the Point of Woods Golf and Country Club. So as I mentioned, the Western Golf Association is about the Evans Scholars Foundation, and it was great to catch up with Cooper also this week. Grant Crochell, who is a graduate of Coloma High School, also going to Michigan State on a full ride scholarship thanks to the Evans Scholars Foundation. Two young men who are a part of a long line of caddies here at Point of Woods that have been able to go on and attend college tuition-free. Well, not tuition-free, debt-free, because tuition is paid for thanks to the Western Golf Association and Point of Woods Golf and Country Club. What a week it's been. It's been phenomenal to watch the best amateur golf from around the world playing right here at Point of Woods Golf and Country Club. It's been a pleasure having a chance to meet and talk with many of the players who are extremely humble and personable and very gracious with their time. And I remember a conversation earlier the week with Point of Woods president Bruce Paff. And I asked him what it meant to have the Western Am back here. And he said, it gives us a chance to show off the Point of Woods. Show off they did. hats off to Bruce Paff and his staff, and Matt Flaherty and his staff, and Adam, the ground superintendent, and his staff. A great 100% job. If you can give a better grade than 100%, we would do that too. The Western Am and the Point of Woods and the Western Golf Association, what a week it has been. Big thank you to Jack Philibrand, who's helped us out here in person on field. Also, Scott Bradfield back in our studios, Nick Laird, Quentin Carroll, and Zach Smith, and Jacob Holmes. Matt Flaherty here at the Point of Woods, Bruce Paff, Gary Holloway, and John Kaskowski from the Western Golf Association. That is going to wrap things up. Our coverage of the Western Am, thanks to Allred Funeral Home in Berrien Springs and Bowerman Funeral Home in Eau Claire, Audubon Imports in St. Joe, and the United Way of Southwest Michigan. From the 117th Western Am, from the Point of Woods Golf and Country Club, Phil McDonald on WSJM Sports.